Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A new WBUR poll shows incumbent Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown and the Democratic frontrunner Elizabeth Warren in a virtual dead heat. 46% of people surveyed said they'd vote for Warren, compared to 43% for Brown. But that three-point margin is within the poll's statistical margin of error. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
Political newcomer Elizabeth Warren surprised the establishment when she raised millions of dollars in both of the last two quarters. She's used that money to buy ads. And speaking to the voters we polled, the ads seem to be working.
I feel more comfortable with her because I know she's going to fight for what I want.
Belmont Democrat Lucille Duddy knows everything she does about Warren from watching those television spots.
She's gotten her name out there. Now many more people have a view of her, and she's translated that into higher support than she had before.
Steve Casella works for the independent think tank Mass Inc. and conducted the poll for WBUR.
She really came out of the gate fast, and there was some question as to whether or not she was going to be able to maintain the momentum that she started out with. And what this poll has shown is that she really has been able to maintain that momentum.
However, about a third of voters we polled don't know who she is or they don't have an opinion of her. And Brown is popular. 50% think favorably of him compared to 39% who say the same about Warren. At a time when the middle class feels under siege, much of the Senate race has been about who is more middle class. And according to Casella, Brown is winning that competition.
He has managed to put a little bit of daylight between himself and his opponent as far as who actually is from the middle class.
I guess I consider Scott Brown to be middle class.
Sohail Hussein is a 35-year-old surgeon from Andover. He's an independent, votes for Democrats more often than Republicans, but is leaning towards voting for Brown. Like many of the people we polled, 28% of them, he says Brown has the middle class roots.
But to be honest, I don't know that for sure. I don't know exactly what his parents' incomes were. And, his whole persona of I drive around in a truck, I think, helps that image.
Brown has spoken widely and written a memoir about his struggles growing up the son of a single mom. He got government-subsidized lunch at school. He says he studied at Tufts University on a basketball scholarship. Meantime, Warren describes her family during her childhood hanging on to the middle class by its fingernails. In her stump speeches and on television, she says her mother had to work after Warren's father had a heart attack and got demoted to a lesser-paying job. She says she went to college on a debate scholarship, but only 17% of voters we polled said Warren came from a middle-class home. Another 27% of the voters said both candidates did. Voters' perceptions of the candidates are complicated by the fact that both of them have done well for themselves as adults. Elizabeth Warren's Cambridge house is worth between $1 and $5 million. She earned more than $500,000 in 2010. Brown owns a Rentham home and three rental properties worth between $1 and $2.3 million. He got a $700,000 advance on his autobiography.
Probably less important to me exactly where they are now.
Again, Sohail Hussein, the surgeon from Andover.
If they made a fortune, that's good for them. But I think it'll be beneficial if at some point they lived without having that fortune, just so they knew how the other side lived.
When we asked voters who would better represent the needs of regular people, Brown led Warren 33% to 30%. 25% said they would do the job equally well.
I think they both are a lot like me.
Sherry Loisel is a 50-year-old secretary in Chelmsford and considers herself an independent. She plans to vote for Brown but is interested in Warren's ideas.
Well, it's more important than having somebody that's, doesn't know what it's like to be a middle-class citizen.
The fact that Scott Brown is a Republican in an otherwise completely Democratic congressional delegation appears to help him, especially among independents. 53% of independents polled say it would be a negative development if the delegation became completely Democratic. Another issue that might affect this race is health care. Tomorrow we'll report on whether Massachusetts voters want their U.S. senator to support or repeal President Obama's health care law. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.